Here we go. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. We got week 11 coming right up. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Douglas Atuka. As we will always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Doug, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm ready for another good week of the NFL, and let's get right into it.
All right, waiver wire ads. This is based on the previous Tuesday and ESPN PPR leagues. I'm going to start off with Lamar Jackson, quarterback for the Ravens. He's available in 93.3% of leagues. Joe Flacco is most likely out with a hip injury. Jackson's a dynamic guy who has the upside of producing a ton of rushing yards, too.
My quarterback this week, a guy who's finally figured it out, Marcus Mariota, quarterback on the Tennessee Titans. He's available in 84.5% of leagues. He's put up 22-plus in his last two games, and he takes on Indianapolis. It should be a good week for him and continue to see his stock rise throughout the next couple weeks.
I'm going to go with another Tennessee Titan here. We're going to move into the backfield. Derrick Henry, running back for Tennessee. He's only owned in 52.1% of leagues. He was a highly touted guy coming into the season. Hadn't really produced early, but he's quietly had at least a touchdown in his past three games, so he should be a good pickup for your team.
Yeah, definitely a guy that could put the ball in the end zone. Another running back who's emerged in Seattle, Mike Davis. He's becoming a fan favorite on our show. But this all depends if Chris Carson plays or not. He's available in 54.3% of leagues. He's been phenomenal with Carson out, averaging 19.85 in his last two games, and he should be rostered in your league. If Carson plays tonight, probably stay away from him. But if not, Mike Davis is a good start this week.
Yeah, he's definitely a good guy to have on your team regardless. We're going to move to the wide receivers. Anthony Miller, Chicago Bears. He's available in 86.6% of leagues. He's produced double digits in his last three games and exploded for 24.2 last week against Detroit. The rookie from Memphis is really becoming one of Trubisky's favorite targets.
Yeah, he's starting for me this week. Of course, Cooper Kupp out with that injury, so slot him right in. Another guy, wide receiver Dante Moncrief on the Jaguars. He's available in 84.7% of leagues. He's been awfully streaky so far, but has five games of at least 12 points. Jags need pass weapons. He is one of them. He had 20.8 last week, so I'll look for him to continue to produce.
Yeah, Doug, you were talking about that Cooper Kupp injury. Josh Reynolds, he's not a guy we have listed here. Definitely a guy you should pick up. We'll go more into depth
I'll bring him up later. Yep.
And we're going to move on to the tight ends. Jonnu Smith, tight end for the Titans. He's available in 99%+ of leagues. He's had a touchdown in each of the last 2 weeks. He's becoming a weapon in Tennessee's offense, and he's definitely worth a look in deeper leagues.
Yeah, tight ends, it's not a big pool there, so he could be worth a shot. Another tight end for me, Vance McDonald. Love the guy on the Pittsburgh Steelers, available in 53.1% of leagues. I don't know how he's available in that many leagues. He has been outstanding. We told you guys to start him last week. Ben did, and he caught a touchdown. He's been steady for the Steelers, and he should at least be rostered in your league, probably in your starting lineup.
All right, so that'll do it for the waiver wire ads. We're going to move to the games this week. Buys, we got the Bills, the Browns, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Niners, and the Jets. I'd just like to say now, I sincerely apologize for telling you guys to start the Jets last week. They got lit up. But we're going to move to our first game tonight. The 4-4-1 Packers traveling to Seattle to take on the 4-5 Seahawks. I'm starting Aaron Jones in this one, running back for the Packers. After a 32.2-point explosion last week, he is now a must-start and a concrete running back, too. He's unquestionably the guy in that backfield now over Jamal Williams.
Yeah, can't disagree with you on that one. My sit, all Seattle running backs, or at least two out of the three that aren't going to start. As I said before, Carson's been out of the lineup the last few weeks with a hip injury. He should get the start tonight against a mediocre defense in Green Bay. The issue is that Mike Davis and Rashad Penny have done a nice job filling in the need with Carson out, so there are some questions to be asked. First, who will start and who will get the majority of the carries? Unfortunately, these questions can't be answered right now at the time that we're doing this show, but by game time, you should know who gets the start, and that running back that starts should be the guy that's in your lineup. The other two, you should not. Should just keep them on your bench.
All right, we're going to move to our games on Sunday. Crucial AFC North matchup, the 5-4 Bengals traveling to Baltimore to take on the 4-5 Ravens. Doug, who's starting in
this one? This is a huge game. My start, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, with Flacco most likely on the sideline in street clothes for this huge matchup with a hip injury. Lamar Jackson should step in as his replacement. Jackson was drafted with the last pick of the first round in the NFL draft. In April, has shown signs of possibly being the future in Baltimore. Well, the future is now for this guy, as Flacco probably won't play. And he should get a look and possibly the start for you and your fantasy team if you need a quarterback. He should explode in the absence of Flacco.
Yeah, I'm plugging him in on one of my leagues this week. And I'm sitting Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Bengals. Yes, he had a 26.6-point output against Baltimore earlier in the year. But this game's in the freezing cold on the road in mid-November. After an abysmal 6.9-point performance against a far-from-electric Saints defense at home last week, he should remain on your bench this week.
Yeah, Andy Dalton, extremely disappointing for my team. Next matchup, 4-5 Cowboys travel to the 4-5 Falcons. Interesting one here. Ben, who's your start?
He's maybe not a bona fide start in your league, but I like Cowboys QB Dak Prescott this week. He's definitely a sleeper who could put up solid QB1 numbers against the bottom three fantasy passing defense in Atlanta. Plus, with Dak, you always get a handful of points off of rushing yards. He's a good streaming option if you're dealing with bye week issues.
Yeah, my sit, this one might seem a little bit surprising. Amari Cooper, wide receiver for the Cowboys. Although he's emerged as the number one target for Dak and the boys, he has an unfavorable matchup this week against one of the best corners in the league, Desmond Trufant. In his 2 weeks with Dallas, Cooper has scored 16.8 and 13.5 and seems to be on the same page with Dak. But I believe that that connection will fade this week. I don't know. I just have a feeling that Atlanta's coming off an embarrassing loss to the Browns last week, and they're going to look to put the clamps on defense this week. So I'm sitting Cooper.
All right, we're going to move on to the next game, the Tampa Bay Bucks traveling to MetLife to take on the 2-7 Giants. Doug, your start.
My start, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver on the Giants. OBJ is clearly one of the best wide receivers in the NFL and should probably be given a start every week. But some players have been worried about the struggles of Eli Manning or the fact that the G-men are 2-7 this year. Although the Giants classify as one of the worst teams in the NFL, OBJ has been one bright spot. Although he's a drama queen and definitely the center of attention in New York, his numbers speak for themselves. Odell's averaged 20.2 points per game in his last three, and his average 24.4 points per game. If for some reason you haven't been starting OBJ because of your concerns for the Giants, that should change this week and for the rest of the season. OBJ should be in your starting lineup every week.
In this game, I'm sitting Peyton Barber, running back for the Bucks. We've talked a lot about him this season as a bust player, and many of you expected him to be a diamond in the rough for your team when you drafted him early on. Yet, he only has two double-digit games, and Jaquizz Rodgers even outscored him last week, so either bench him or cut him.
Extremely disappointing player. Next game, one that was highlighted for a Sunday night matchup has now been flexed to a 1 o'clock start. Steelers 6-2-1 going to Jacksonville to play the 3-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. Ben, who's your start?
Starting our boy Vance McDonald here, tight end for the Steelers. He's not a guy who's getting a lot of love on sites like ESPN this week, but I would ride the hot hand in McDonald if you're in need of tight end help. No, he isn't a pencil-in start, but he's had more targets recently than his counterpart, Jesse James. He could produce solid PPR numbers at a needy spot in tight end.
Yeah, my sit this week is going to be all members of the Jaguars offense. That seems a little bit harsh and biased considering I'm a Steelers fan and the game is in Jacksonville. But the records don't lie. The Steelers have been rolling as of late and haven't lost a game since week four. And the Jags have looked extremely incompetent in all phases of the game. The Steelers are the eighth best defense in terms of yards allowed and are the fourth best defense in terms of rush yards allowed per game with 90.8. And that might pose an issue for Leonard Fournette as he leads that Jags offense. Although the Jags should be able to move the ball between the 20s, they probably won't get in the end zone that much as the Steelers are very good in that red area. So if you have to start a guy on the Jags, it's probably Fournette this week because you think he's going to roll in for a touchdown or two. But stay away from the Jags offense.
All right, we're going to move on to a matchup pairing 2-6-3 teams, the Texans and the Redskins. Doug, who are you starting?
My start this week, it's a surprising one right here, and maybe a guy you haven't heard of before. It's Maurice Harris, wide receiver on the Washington Redskins. This guy's getting a lot of love. And with Josh Doctson serving as the number one target for Alex Smith, Harris has become the reliable number two in the absence of Crowder and Richardson, who are both out with injuries. And his production has increased drastically in that time. In the last 2 weeks, Harris has put up an average of 16.5 points, and it seems like Smith is starting to trust the young wideout. If you're in need of a potential wide receiver three or flex play, Harris could be a good receiver for you to play this week or possibly stash on your bench.
All right, my sit in this game, I'm going along with what Doug said. I'm not a huge fan of Josh Dotson this week. The young receiver out of TCU does have a touchdown in each of his last two games, but Houston could serve as a very tough matchup here. Also, Chris Thompson is out, so make sure you remove him from your lineup, which leads to my sleeper in this game, Capri Bibbs, running back for the Skins. You may not know this guy, but he had a touchdown the last time Thompson was active and could be a starter at flex in deeper leagues.
So we'll move on to another interesting matchup, Titans who are rolling. As of late, 5-4, they're going to Indianapolis to play the 4-5 Colts. Ben, who's your start?
Marcus Mariota in this game, QB for the Titans. Another sleeper here, not a very high ESPN projection, only 16.5. But like we said on the waiver wire, he's at 22-plus in his last 2 weeks and should stay near that number as a borderline QB1 against a not-so-strong Indy.
My sit here is going to be Jack Doyle, tight end on the Colts, with Eric Ebron scoring 3 touchdowns last week and putting up career-high fantasy numbers. It doesn't look too good for Jack Doyle. He also has an unfavorable matchup against the Titans D this week. I believe Doyle is not a guy who should crack your starting lineup this week. Instead, Eric Ebron should continue to play for you.
The 6-3 Panthers, coming off that pounding that was handed to them by the Pittsburgh Steelers, traveling to Detroit to take on the 3-6 Lions. Doug, who's just starting this one?
I love this player this week, Cam Newton, quarterback on the Panthers. I'm usually not a huge fan of him, but this week there is no reason not to like the guy. Coming off an embarrassing loss last Thursday night, they've had 10 days to rest, and they should be on a mission this week to get back to their winning ways. So I believe Cam will show up and play at a high fantasy level, putting up his best points of the week. That's my prediction for Cam Newton, and that's why you should start him this week.
In this game, I'm sitting Theo Riddick, running back for the Lions. Despite his 10-plus point outings in his last two games, Kerryon Johnson has really taken the reins, and it's hard to see him getting into double digits in that crowded backfield behind Johnson with him and LeGarrette Blount.
Totally agree with you on that one. Broncos 3-6 playing the Chargers in LA, who are 6-3. Chargers red hot. Who's your start?
I'm starting Philip Lindsay, running back for the Broncos, undrafted out of Colorado. But what more can you say about the guy? When he plays, he's a beast. He's at double digits in every game except for the one where he was ejected in Baltimore. Solid matchup against the Chargers D, more known for its pass protection than its run D.
My sit, Tyrell Williams, wide receiver for the Chargers. He burst on the scene in week 6 and 7, combining for 51.7 points. But in his last two games, he has only produced 10.3 and 8.6, which makes him undeserving of a start this week, for me at least, against a decent Broncos secondary, although he may give you 8 to 10 points. The only way for Williams to really break out is if him and Rivers connect on a long touchdown, which is unlikely, and that makes him a risky play this week.
Big NFL draft implications in Arizona. The 2-7 Cardinals host the 1-8 Raiders. Doug, here you go.
My start, it's pretty much the same guy every week for these Cardinals. It's David Johnson, running back. Although Johnson's only averaged 17 points per game, he finally broke out last week with a dominant 37-point performance against Oakland, the worst team in the NFL. His production could continue to rise. I love David Johnson this week.
This is a hard one for my sit because these are really two abysmal teams, and out of the guys who are owned in 50-plus percent of the leagues, most of them make good starts. DJ, Fitzgerald, Doug Martin, and Jared Cook. Anyone else you wouldn't really consider starting any other week, and you're not going to start them in this game either.
Yeah, it's not a great fantasy game if we're talking it. So now Eagles 4-5, traveling to New Orleans, who are 8-1. Pretty good game on the slate. Ben, who's your start?
While most of the offensive weapons in this game are no-brainers, I'm going to go with Nelson Agholor, the Eagles wide receiver. He's owned in less than 50% of leagues, and Nelson had 13.3 last week. His role with the addition of Tate in the offense looks to improve his fantasy status, and it helps that New Orleans secondary is far from great.
Yeah, my sit, Dez Bryant, wide receiver for the Saints. A week ago, the Saints signed Dez to a one-year contract to be the number 2 or 3 option at that wide receiver position. But everything was going well until right after our last show on that Friday during practice. One of the last plays of that practice, Dez Bryant tore his Achilles and is out for the rest of the season. This is heartbreaking for Dez, NFL fans, and especially fantasy owners around the league. Dez has been an interesting piece throughout this fantasy season, waiting to see where he would sign. He finally signs, and now that he is out for the rest of the year, definitely a drop candidate. He could be back next year, but nothing for Dez this year.
All right, pretty good matchup this Sunday night. The 6-3 Chicago Bears hosting the 5-3-1 Minnesota Vikings. Doug, here you go.
Another guy that I've fallen in love with, quarterback Mitchell Trubisky on the Chicago Bears. This young QB has been absolutely electric this season, putting up QB one numbers and dominating defenses around the league. Trubisky's averaged 22.8 points per game, and in his last six games has averaged just over 28 points per game. Trubisky is the seventh position-ranked quarterback in the league and is a must-start for the rest of the season.
I love Trubisky too, Doug. Can't agree with you more on that one. I'm sitting Jordan Howard, running back for the Bears. Yes, I like him long-term, but after a 4.2-point showing last week, the outlook doesn't look great for him against a tough mini run D. It's better suited for scat backs like Tariq Cohen. And however, if you take a look at Chicago's remaining schedule, Howard should become a must-start as the season marches to its finish.
We're going to move to our final game of the week. Finally, a good Monday night matchup. This one's in L.A., not Mexico City, due to the poor field conditions. The Chiefs, 9-1, playing the Rams, 9-1. Could be the best game that we could see all NFL season. Ben, your start.
I'm starting all weapons in this game. This will be a shootout. I can't wait. But I'm going to give you a sleeper here. We told you we'd go back to him on the waiver wire. A guy we should have mentioned before, Josh Reynolds, Rams wide receiver. Definitely should step up in absence of Kupp. And right after the injury, he was available in 99% of leagues.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what the percentage is now, but definitely take a look at him now.
We're going to go on that same kind of thing that Ben just said with Josh Reynolds, my sit. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver on the Rams, as we spoke about before, that injury to Kupp with the torn ACL. He was a number two wide receiver on my team, definitely an elite player at that position, but he's definitely a drop candidate. He will not play for the rest of the season. It's a tough pill for me and other fantasy owners to swallow, but players like Ben said, Josh Reynolds and tight end Gerald Everett, who I spoke about last week, who had a touchdown, his best fantasy performance of the season, should emerge and could be must-add guys as LA looks to replace Cooper Kupp.
So that'll do it for the Week 11 games. And, wow, what a schedule. That Chiefs-Rams game, definitely looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to tonight's game, Packers-Seahawks. And I'm looking forward to all the games on Sunday. Another great week in the NFL. And I'm happy to be around for it. Mike Arafa, our producer, thank you. Alongside Douglas Atuka, I'm Ben Dixon. Thank you for listening to the show. Check out the podcast later. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy the great week of football.